Then we have chapter 11. We have the person. He's called a Rasha, and Rasha is often translated as wicked. But wicked is terrible because when we say wicked, you automatically start thinking of some diabolical personality. And really, most Rashayim are extremely likable. Most Rashayim do a lot of good. Well, hold on. If they're likable and they do a lot of good, how are they Rashayim? What makes him a Rasha? Imagine if I would tell you guys, by the way, listen, it's the end of the week. I spoke 20 times in Sydney. I'm still jet lagged. Haven't really slept. But you know what I'd like to do? I heard the drive to Melbourne is just gorgeous. Oh, and I've never driven on the right side of a car. Okay? But I would like to drive you, and I think really 99% chance that we don't get into a wreck. Who's coming with me? Somebody gets behind the wheel. You don't want them to say, you know, I have an excellent... Well, imagine a pilot. I have a near perfect record of landing planes safely. You know what? Excuse me. You know, I don't want near perfect. I want perfect. Okay. A Rasha doesn't mean this evil person, this devilish person. It just means that he doesn't have complete control over the conflict. That once in a while, the animal soul goes beyond just what it is, and we all know what it is. It's pleasure-driven, and it's selfish, and it's lazy, and it's self-justifying, and that's what it is. Okay, great. Who cares? You know, get over it. That's what we all are, except for us tzaddikim. But that's what it is. The question is now, what does it do? Does it get hold of any of those three garments that we learned about in chapter 4? Does it get a vehicle for expression? So the Rasha is the person in whom once in a while the animal soul may get the keys to the car. He may get to express himself. And that may be once a day, it might be once a year. Rasha is a very wide spectrum. It could be a person on one extreme who is extremely depraved and extremely poorly behaved. On the other extreme, though, it could be a person who generally is a very sweet, very well-mannered, very nice person, and he loses control from time to time. Not all the time, once a year. And in fact, not just the frequency, it could even be the intensity is very minor. The avedas that he indulges in are rather what we'd call relatively harmless or not as what we'd call severe. And in fact, maybe it's not in all of his garments. Maybe he doesn't sin all the way to the point of doing it in action. Maybe he just speaks things that are prohibited. Or maybe it's not even in speech. Remember, we were talking about before that thought, willful thought, conscious thought, thinking about is a decision. It's a moral choice. So maybe he just likes to fantasize about stuff that, God forbid, I would never really do. But lack of control is lack of control. We didn't ask him to be perfect. But we asked, can you do perfect? I can't get rid of my animal soul, its intellect and its emotions. That's who I am. But maybe I can change what I do. I can't change the thinking of, but I can change the thinking about. I can't stop the knock at the door from coming, but I can choose when to open it and who to open it for. So chapter 11, we're talking about a person who isn't a master yet. He's not the balabas of himself yet. However infrequently or however minor the infraction or however few garments it actually employs.